धुनोति सर्वं हृदि सन्निविष्टः What word translation and translation of the verse along with the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So Padamulam, the lotus feet of Krishna, the shelter of the devotees, Bhajantaha, who is engaged in worshipping, Priyasya, who is very dear to Krishna, Tyakta, giving up, Anya, for others, Bhavasya, of one whose disposition or inclination. Harihe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Paraisaha, the Supreme Lord. Bikarma, sinful activities. Jat, whatever. Cha, and Utpatim, occurred. Kathanchit, somehow. Dhunoti, removes. Sarvam, all. Hrudi, in the heart. Sannivishtaha, entered. Translation. One who has thus given up all other engagements and has taken full shelter at the lotus feet of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very dear to the Lord. Indeed, if such a surrendered soul accidentally commits some sinful activity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is seated within everyone's heart, immediately takes away the reactions to such sin, purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the previous verse, it was clearly described that a fully surrendered devotee of the Supreme Lord has no need to perform ordinary worldly duties. Now in this verse, it is revealed that devotional service is so pure and potent that a surrendered devotee of the Lord has no need to perform any other purificatory process. As described in the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, a surrendered devotee has no need to perform prayaschita or atonement for an accidental fall down into sinful activity. Since devotional service is itself the most purifying process, a sincere devotee who has accidentally stumbled on the path should immediately resume his pure devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord. And thus, the Lord will protect him as stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 30. Apichet sudaracharo bhajate mang ananya vak sadhureva samantavyah samyak vyavasita hisaha. The word tektanya bhavasya in this verse is very significant. As stated in the previous verse, a pure devotee realizes clearly that all living entities, including Brahma and Shiva, are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus have no separate or independent existence. Realizing that everything and everyone is part and parcel of the Lord, a devotee automatically is not inclined to commit sinful activities by violating the order of God. However, due to the powerful influence of material nature, even a sincere devotee may be temporarily overwhelmed by illusion and deviate from the right path of pure devotional service. In such a case, Lord Krishna himself, acting within the heart, removes such sinful activities. Even Jamaraj, the Lord of Death, has no power to punish a surrendered devotee who has accidentally committed sinful activities. As stated here, Krishna is Paresha, or the Supreme Lord, and all secondary lords, such as the demigods, cannot threaten the Lord's personal devotees. In his youth, Ajamila had been a pious Brahmana, engaged in the service of the Lord. Then by bad association with a prostitute, he became practically the most degraded man in the world. At the end of his life, Jamaraj sent his Jamadutas to drag away the soul of the sinful Ajamila. But the personality of Godhead immediately sent his personal associates to save Ajamila and demonstrate to Jamaraj that no secondary personality can disturb the personal devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Kanteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranasyate. The argument way be raised that the Smriti Shastra states, Shruti Smriti Mama Bhigyam. The Vedic scriptures are the direct orders of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, one may ask, how can the Lord tolerate his orders by occasionally neglected even by his devotees? To answer this possible objection, the word Priyasya is used in this verse. The devotees of the Lord are very dear to the Lord. Although the beloved child may accidentally commit an abominable activity, the loving father forgives the child, taking into consideration the actual good intention of the child. Thus, although the devotee of the Lord does not try to exploit the Lord's mercy by requesting the Lord to free him from any future suffering, the Lord by his own initiative frees the devotee from the reaction to accidental fall downs. The causeless mercy of the Lord upon the devotee is his Parama Aishwaryam or Supreme Opulence. Gradually the faithful devotee becomes free even from accidental fall down. Because simply by remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, what to speak, by activity rendering service to him, his heart is purified. Although the surrendered devotees of the personality of Godhead may sometimes appear to be affected by mundane attitudes, they are inevitably protected by the merciful Lord and are never actually defeated in life. Shloka is again, Supada mulang bhajata priyasya tyaktanya bhavasya harihi paresa vikarma jachut patitam katanjit dhunoti sarvam hrudi sannivishtaha. Namang Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gurvani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Bancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyavacha Patidanang Pavane Vyo Vaisnave Vyo Navon Namaha Jai Anant Koti Vaisnavrinda Ki Jai. So today's this topic is very very important. This is Narada's teaching to Vasudev, that is 11th Canto, Chapter 5, Text 42, where directly it is mentioned by Srila Prabhupada. So also in the translation of this text, how Supreme Personality of Godhead is just helping the devotees who are falling down from their devotional practice, and Lord is very much merciful to them and immediately take out the reactions to such sins. Means he's excusing the devotee who has some accidental commitment of some sinful activity. Actually, this is the mercy of the Lord, because he is the supreme in every respect, and is also the seed giving father of every living entities, not only human being but all other entities also. That's why he has natural sympathy for everybody. So when a devotee is practicing Krishna consciousness, following the regulative principles and chanting the offenseless holy name, then there is no question of any such mentality to commit some sinful activity in his attitude. But it is one of the exceptional case. Nobody should think that it is a usual case. That's why Krishna is taking very care of the dear devotees of the Lord. Here also he mentioned, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Because Krishna is very dear to the devotees, he wants this declaration not from his own lips, but from his dear devotee Arjuna's lips. Why? Because if Krishna promises something, if his dear devotee wants, he can break it. Like Krishna in this Kurukshetra battlefield, he promised to Arjuna and everybody that he will not hold any weapons. Just only become the sarathi, chariot driver of Arjuna. And he was in his position till Bhishma Dev, he was fighting with Arjuna. There is very severe fighting in which Bhishma showered torrents like arrows towards Arjuna, soul shots to Krishna. And Krishna's body was pierced with these arrows and bloods were continuously flowing from his body. And when Arjuna was in a position not to face Bhishma in this fighting, so Krishna saw, if I am in the chariot and my friend is going to be defeated, that means it is a defeat to me. I will be very much insulted in that way. In order to protect his dear devotee Arjuna, Krishna, forgetting his promise, immediately came out of the chariot, took one of the wheel of the broken chariot there, and rushed immediately Bhishma to fight with him. Bhishma Pitama, he was just waiting to this moment only. Immediately he gave up his arrow and bow, everything, with folded hands. He was just standing on the chariot, paid obeisances to Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna. Krishna was surprised. He told, you are in a fighting mode. I am coming with this wheel of a chariot to fight with you, but you left everything. Now that was my intention. That was my desire and promise. What promise you made? Now you promise not to have any weapon in the chariot, just to become the Arjuna chariot driver. But that moment I promised, I will definitely break your promise and may force you to hold some weapon just to fight against me. And that desire is fulfilled. I don't want to fight anymore. Then Krishna was really, really shocked that I am such a personality, I am forced to break my promise by the will of my devotee. So he was very much conscious here and telling Arjuna, through you I want to declare that Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. You declare it, so that I will be very much careful how to save the devotee's words or declaration. In this way, Krishna was very much loyal to the devotees. Why? Because he is bound up by the pure devotion of the devotees. And devotees who are surrendered to the Lord, they are 100% surrender. Not that some few percentage. Why? Because if our so-called surrender will be partial, artificial or conditional, then may the question arise committing some sinful activity. We should be very careful for that. Unless our surrender is free from partiality, artificiality or conditional state, it will not be total surrender. Lord is not so full that he will declare everything like this. Sarva dharman paritejya mamekam saranam braja. Why he told it? Because he wants, unless you have faith in Krishna, complete faith in Krishna, that will be protected by Krishna, you can't submit yourself. You can't surrender yourself. That's why we have to see that how we are developing our faith to surrender ourselves to the lotus feet of Krishna with total surrender mood. Means with words, with body and with our speech, with our mind. Kaya mana bakya. This is the way to surrender Krishna. In mind, we'll always think of Krishna. In words, always glorify Krishna. In body, always serve Krishna. Means not as a menial servant, as a duty-bound person, no. Krishna does not want to take any sorts of duty-bound seva. He wants pure loving service. Patrang, puspang, palang, toyang, jome, bhaktya prachati. With devotion, with full faith, with love, with surrender, then only I'll accept. And that is, those who have nothing, no possession, he will simply give you a leaf, simply a flower, a drop of water, or a fruit, I will accept. But you have crore rupees, millions of rupees, you say, Krishna is telling, let me purchase a few basketful flower, every day I will give one flower, that's a no. That is your cheating propensity. Krishna told, Dyutang chaletam esmi, don't try to cheat me, I am the supreme cheater. Means, I will cheat you at any moment. In your business, in your mind, in your brain, in your intelligence, and take away everything from you. If Krishna really takes up our properties with his 10 hands, can we protect it with our 2 hands? If Krishna wants to give us something with his 10 hands, suppose, can we receive it with our 2 hands? So, we should not try to challenge Krishna. Because he is above everything. He is supreme. He is supremely independent. He can do and undo things. And his pure devotees also can do and undo things. So here it is specifically told that if by chance a devotee commits some sinful activity, no question at all. Ajamila, he was a pure Brahmin, good Brahmin, all Brahminical qualities are with him. But you thought he was also taking care of his parents, he has a nice wife, and he has very nicely serving the Supreme Lord Vishnu Narayana also. But somehow or other, when he was going to pluck some flowers, he saw a prostitute. Of course, initially he has no idea, but when he saw at her this bodily beauty, he was obviously attracted. And left his house, stayed with her, till his old age, means 81 years age, he begotten the child Narayana name. Gave him Narayana. You see how much he was with dirty sex life. If a devotee is pure, follows the regulative principles, and very surely he should accept a bona fide spiritual master who is coming from the lines of Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, from Sat Parampara, Parampara coming from Supreme Lord Krishna. Then only that personality to me surrender or is taking shelter, he will give him protection. And there is no question of this mood of sinful activities. But Ajamil, somehow or other, he was entrapped by that prostitute, and ultimately to maintain the family, he just meets all abominable activities, which is not expected from him. In this way, when his old age come, and he is going to die on the deathbed itself, he has no choice. Only choice, definitely we'll see in the family, who is the smallest children of the family, everybody has spontaneous attraction, love, attachment to that child. Similarly, Ajamila has so many children, but last child, Narayana, is very much dear to him. That's why, when he was going to die, or at the verge of the moment of the death, Jamadutas came. Because his calendar was filled up by Chitragupta with all dirty, nasty, abominable conduct activities. So they are natural to come here to pull his soul from his body to Jamalok. But because he was attached to his son, youngest son Narayan, and saw the fearful Jamadutas out of fear, and out of attachment to son, both the way coincides, and he uttered the name, "Oh Narayan, please come." It is to son Narayan only, not Supreme Lord Narayan. So Jamadutas, before they touch his body, immediately 4 Vishnudutas came and prohibited them don't touch this body. He is exalted by snuff. Because what we are doing in our life, that is the test at the death period. And what we'll think of or in the death period, that will be our fixation of next body. So ultimately, because Narayana had came, maybe out of attachment to his son, maybe his Namava stage as Narayana. These two things Acharyas are given there, tikas or purports. Somewhere Narayana name came. But your prime minister, Indira Gandhi, when died, what she told? Tum ye kya karta hai? No name of Ram even. At least Gandhiji told, hi Ram. He left his body. You see, this is the difference. Gandhiji had faith on Gita. He is not follower of Gita. Of course. Gita is not telling you ahimsa. Gita is telling to be hinsa, be violent. Krishna agitated Arjuna with all the topics. You have to fight. You must fight. I had already killed them. So he had shown his own universal fun. All to teach Arjuna to fight. No question of ahimsa. Gandhiji took it in that way. That's totally wrong attitude of Gandhiji. Somehow he uttered, hey Ram. But this prime minister, tum ye kya karta hai? Difference is there. Consciousness, sinful activity, and how you are uttering the Lord's name. Not so easy. Lord is telling, mattaha smriti gyanam apanancha. I am in your heart. From my mercy, knowledge will come to you. You'll remember me or you may forget me. Why? Because what's your past activities? How far you are surrendered to the Lord? How far you are loyal to the Lord? How you are accepting the supremacy of the Lord? How you are accepting yourself as this eternal servant of the Lord? How you are having very pure love to the Lord? All these things are taken into consideration at the time of death. And death period, the bile, cough and air totally closed all the 9 gates. You have no chance to think anything. Purely in coma stage. Unconscious stage. Who will help you? Generally, our tendency, Prabhuji told me sharply to finish by 9:15. That's why I am very much inattentive to your class, attentive to my watch. So I am watching how to finish my topic within 9:15. Please, I am sorry for that. I want to beg excuse Bill, extend my minutes for 5 minutes. He repeatedly told me to finish it by 9:15. Okay. Your words to be carried out by me. Thank you. So ultimately, when Krishna is in the heart, he wants to see what's really our intention is. And we are here, of course, with a mistake by thinking ourselves to the enjoyer. But we are not the real enjoyer. The real enjoyer is Krishna. Bhoktarang, Jagya Tapasang, Sarvaloka Maheswaram. What he is, he had already declared everything to his lips in Bhagavad Gita, through Arjuna to all of us. So when we are taking that position, Krishna wants to show us how horrible that position is. Let us go to the material world and test it, realize it, and accept the spiritual order of life and come back to me. For that certain period is darkar, arrangement is darkar, is the necessity, so Krishna is doing everything. But ultimately, if we are getting association of a pure devotee, that is our good fortune. When our time of liberation from this material world is ripened, at that moment only Krishna, by mercy of Krishna, pure devotees came. No, there is no chance at all. That is the commentaries of Acharyas or previous scholars of the Tikakars of this Bhagavatam they had given. Somehow, this Ajamila was very much lucky and he was just uttering his name of son Narayan, and he was luckily escaped the death. Thereafter, seeing Vishnudutaj, the pure association, his memory, he was memorizing everything. What I did, how this dreadful, very, very fearful personalities came to just take my soul from me, and how this very, very effulgent personalities came and protected me. Who are they? In this way, his lifestyle was totally changed. Now he was realizing that it is Lord's mercy that he saved my life. And he got the association of messengers of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. That's why he got a satsanga for a moment. Sadhusanga, sadhusanga, sarvasastrikai, lobhimatra sadhusanga, sarvasiddhiai. A momentary association with a pure devotee of the Lord will give us all boon, all good fortune to have pure devotion. So ultimately, Ajamil from that day onwards not remained in his house with more any more attachment. Went to Haridwar, Rishikesh. There he just practiced very austere life to please the Supreme Lord. And when again death came, then he was easily able to remember the Supreme Lord and went to Vaikuntha planet. Similarly, we'll find another similar narrations. All of you know it. Billamangal Thakur. Billamangal Thakur, although he was born in South Indian Brahmin family, he was very well versed in Sanskrit text of how to serve Lord with uttering the this glorification of the Lord with different text of this scriptures. Still, he was somehow or other captured by this Chintamani prostitute. And for that only, he was very, very sakki in his devotional practice or service to the Lord. He had increased his attachment so much that ultimately he was under the clutch of that Chintamani prostitute. Even in the Shraddha ceremony of his father's that day, he is supposed to remain pure and give all the offerings to Lord Vishnu and pray for his father's soul be upgraded maybe to higher planetary system or to Lord's Vaikuntha planet. But instead, in somehow or other, he finished this Shraddha Kriya and he was again remembering that same prostitute. It is a far off distance place. So, it is given here the practical example. How the lust is so much that it does not care to any situation, any place or anything. It is above everything. Means those who are blind with lust, they can do anything. You can't prohibit them. If you prohibit them, they will kill you. That's those who are blind by birth, they are one type of blind. They are cursed by their activities, so they will do it. They will manage it. And those who are owls, they are also in the daytime they can't see, nighttime they see, partial they are in that way, because daytime they can't see, little blind. But those who are lusty blind, they are totally blind for past, present, future. They are always blind. Daytime blind, evening time blind, night time blind, because lusty desire is within them. So that quality developed within Billamangal, for which, although he made this Pitru Shraddha, but still he remembered that prostitute Chintamani. That was a very heavy torrential night. Torrential rain was there. Incessantly raining was there. No chance to come outside. But that lusty desire developed within him within that period of his father's Shraddha Divas day. And he had no option to go outside, to go to his that prostitute's house. When he saw outside opening his door, he saw everywhere it is flooded with water. No chance to go by walking anything. Because of the blindness of this lusty desire, he found something as a boat and climbed over it to go to that prostitute's house. And that was nothing but a dead body. You see. So lusty desire dominating Billamangal. And ultimately he reached as that prostitute's house. Prostitute was in his house, in her house, closing the doors. And there is a cottage. It was a cottage. And Billamangal made knocking sounds. But because of raining, thunderbolt, no sound was heard by Chintamani prostitute. Ultimately, he was so impatient of his lusty desire, how to fulfill it with meeting immediately to prostitute Chintamani. He looked everywhere, but there was no other way. But he could see something hanging on the cottage itself, from the rooftop of the cottage. And he thought it to be a rope. Just he pulled it on his own hand and
both the hands, he crossed that cottage and opened some portion of it and went into the house. Later on, this prostitute Chintamani was abhag. She told, dead of night, torrential rain, flooding the entire area. Today you are telling your Pitru Shraddha Divas. How dare you to come here? For what purpose? Ultimately, so, what is that rope? That is a big snake. Cobra, black cobra. You know the cobra's poison. But those who are blind with a lusty desire, they won't see anything other than their sex desire. So, ultimately, Chintamani told, had given a good advice to her. It was better, without coming to me, for a little attachment to this body, which has nothing but a bag of this cough, air, and this bile, blood, stool, urine, bones, pus, and all nasty, abominable things. You could have thought over Supreme Lord Vishnu on this day, you are to be benefited and your father also. What nasty mentality you have. How you dare to come in the dead of night? I am sorry. You are such a very nasty person. How your mentality is? Why such nasty desire within you? Do you know? If you will maintain it, you will go to hell. Nobody will help you to lift you from that hell. So many thanks to you. After listening all these things from this Chintamani prostitute, immediately Billo Mangala's face turned towards Vishnu. He made a oath. Never in my life I'll commit such type of offenses. And in this context, Chintamani is my spiritual master. Maybe she's a prostitute, but she had taught me a very good lesson. Ultimately, she just gave him good farewell. And the way he came, he was very much sorry for his activities. And he went to a solitary place. And he was just praying to Supreme Lord. And in between, he accepted Somagiri as his spiritual master. And initiative spiritual master. Instructive spiritual master was Chintamani. Chintamani Jayati Somaguru Somagiri Gururme Sikhya Gurucha Bhagavan Sikhipuchya Mauli Jat Pada Kalpataru Pallava Sekharesu Lila Swambara Rasang Lavate Jayastrihi. My all glories to my instructing spiritual master Chintamani and my initiating spiritual master Somagiri. All glories to my instructing spiritual master, Supreme Lord Krishna also, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who wears peacock feathers in his crown under the shade of his lotus feet, which are like desire trees. Jayasri means Radharani enjoys the transcendental mellows of an eternal concert. As an eternal concert. This is his first prayer. So ultimately, he made bhajan under the guidance of Somagiri and he became a very good devotee. And his plan was to go to Vrindavan because it is the pastimes place of Supreme Lord Krishna. When he was going on the way to Vrindavan, there was a pond. He saw a young lady was taking bath there, putting her cloth that side. Because his nature was previously was enjoying this Chintamani prostitute, that his intention is noble, but in mind it was printed. Somehow that agitation again come to his mind first. So he was forced by his body to come to that lady. When that lady saw a sadhu is coming to me, immediately she covered her body with these cloths and went to her house. And this Billo Mangala again followed that lady also. When that lady went to his house, she called her husband, a sadhu is coming, please take care of him. What he really wants, to serve a sadhu,
to get the blessings of sadhu is the aim of our life, so that Lord will bless us. That is their idea at that time also. So ultimately, Billu Mongol is standing in front of her door. The husband of the lady came with folded hands, asked, "O sadhu, why you had came? What's your intention? Please tell us, we'll serve you, we'll please you and get your blessings, so that Supreme Lord will be very merciful to us." At that time, Billu Mongol came to consciousness. What foolish man I am. I got so much lessons from Chintamani prostitute. Still I am repeating the same mistake. All same to me. But the most abominable character in this world. She immediately come to consciousness. And he says, "I am coming to here to take seva from you. That you, can you bring me a hairpin?" Then this husband of the letter, "What hairpin? What's your name? Please bring me on hairpin." He brought hairpin from her wife and gave it to Billu Mongol. What Billu Mongol did? Because the two eyes had not seen the real beauty of Supreme Lord Krishna, it has no use to be with me. Immediately with that sharp hairpin, he finished both the eyes. Both the eyes, powers lost, eyes lost, heavy blood came out. And this householder Jabak, he told, "Please don't touch me. That is, this is the atonement of my sinful mentality. My eyes should see the supreme beauty of Supreme Lord Krishna and Radharani. But instead it is looking at this ugly beauty. You want to see the ugly beauty of this world. So, I am now taking good lesson from it." She was totally blind. No way to see. He has a stick. Samardarya, with that stick itself, he went little ahead. Thereafter, Krishna, being the super soul within the heart, he showed, "My devotee is blind. How will go to Vrindavan?" So Krishna immediately appeared. Immediately asked, "Oh sadhu, where you are going?" "I am going to Vrindavan." "How will go?" "Now with this stick itself." "How long it will take?" "I do not know." "Can I please help you?" "Why?" "Now I will make you quickly reach Vrindavan. Because you are blind, it is very difficult. So can it?" "Now, yes, you may help." So ultimately, one side of that stick was held by Krishna, another side by that Billu Mongol. When Billu Mongol reached at Vrindavan, then the Krishna made some arrangement for him to stay somewhere. And every day Krishna brought prasadam from him and was taking care of him. So, while he was taking his puddings or prasadam, Krishna was so merciful to him, Krishna blew his flute very nicely. So heart-touching it was that Billu Mongol wanted to see who was really blowing this flute. So he wanted to know, but Krishna hiding himself. Somehow or other, he, as per the sound with his stick itself, he came to locate that place. And before he came to the place of Krishna, Krishna immediately lifted him from that place. Then Krishna told, "Where you are going?" "Now I want to see who had blew this flute." "Now Krishna said, it is my habit. When I am grazing the cows or going to somewhere in the Vrindavan, it is my pleasure to blow the flute." Then immediately came to consciousness, "Oh, he is Supreme Lord. He is helping me." So he told Krishna, "Give me a chance to just touch you." Krishna raised his hand and Billu Mongol tossed his hand. He was so happy. It was transcendental body. Naturally, it has a very spiritual current immediately flowed within, covered within Billu Mongol's entire body. Then when he again wanted to embrace him, Krishna lifted himself. Then Billu Mongol is telling, "Oh Krishna, you left my hand, but you can't leave my heart. You are in my heart forever. I will keep you bind in my heart. You are forced to see, take rest in my heart. I can't leave my heart. So, now onwards, I will see how I will leave my heart." So, Krishna here also saw, really, devotee is very clever. Jai Jana Bhaje Krishna, Sevada Chatur, Harinam Krishna Nam, Badai Madhur. Those who are really tested the holy name, in offensiveness chanting, they know who is Krishna in real and Krishna's name. Real Krishna, name Krishna, all real. But name Krishna and Krishna himself is non-different. That is in yours Bhaktir Samatha Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. Nama Sindhavani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigraha Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Avirnatvang Nama Naminu. That you people know all this because you are all elevated Vaishnavas, and the days I was here to hear from the lips of our devotees are so much amazed how they are having such pure heart, having all the literatures within their heart. But I have a mistake, I have less memory. Several times I read a sloka, next you will ask me, I will forget to tell you anything. That's my most problem. But when receiving the knowledge from the devotees on Vyasasana before 7-10 days back, every day noting, I can't note all this because these slokas they are uttering, so nice to hear, but attend to write is diverting the attention. But any appreciation to them, how Radhanath Maharaj trained all of them with such things. And my good fortune to meet Maharaj also. I used to leave today afternoon as praying Supreme Lord, Maharaj in Wada, he is coming today or on tomorrow, I do not know. But how can I meet him? He is already here. You can't believe, I was asking Nilkrishna Prabhu when I saw him in Tulsiarati. Ultimately, he told me, Maharaj would come to Japa class, you will have his darshan. So ultimately, I was just waiting in between this, what is his name, that Prabhu, this devotee, Tamilian devotee. What is his name? I forgot. What is Prabhu? You are here? Who is that Prabhu? He is here. What is his name, Prabhu? Shiva, Shiva Kumara. He was, he told, you are, if he is Padma, what is his servant's name? Padma. What is his name, Prabhu? Brajachandra. So I went to him, Prabhu, can you please make some arrangement that I'll meet Maharaj? I'm going today when Maharaj will. I just can't believe, as praying him in full day dance, Maharaj is just side to me standing. I was about to tell you. You can't believe my what somebody's heart will be. He's praying for something, the prayer item is just close to me. Maharaj, hold my hand immediately. I was, what Maharaj you are doing? Let me pay my dandavat pranam to you. I am crying to meet you, Maharaj. I paid my obeisance. Maharaj immediately paid his obeisance. What, Maharaj? You are a great guru and deliverer of the fallen sons. Very close to Prabhupada. Making so much centers, which I had covered most of them. Devotees are so nice, Maharaj. Why you are paying obeisance, taking me and grabbing me to the hill? You are such an exalted person. Please bless me, Maharaj. I am under your disposal, Maharaj. Have your blessings to me, Maharaj. I have today's class also, Maharaj. And I heard that Maharaj listening. When I heard it, Maharaj, please very merciful to me. Buyer's mercy. Today's class is only yours mercy, Maharaj. Nobody else. And you see, I have undone. Last night, by my regular habit here is to go to bed by 11:30 to 12. Last month, entire month. Last night also that. By 3:15 I woke up to come here with some chanting to Mangalarth. No preparation. I have some notes. Ultimately, I saw it just after going there and rushed to the area to give the class. And my friend told to finish it by 9:15. I have a desire to took it in that way. That's why I'll just give another narration, very nice incident of Odisha contest also. Before that, I will recite Jamunacharya's verse, how sex life is very much dangerous for our spiritual progress. But who are doing some prescribed rules as per our Krishna consciousness movement, that is applicable. But in normal case, he has told. Jadavadhi mama chetaha Krishna padarvinde navarava rasadhamani udyatang rantungasit tadavadhi bat nari sangames padjamane bhavati mukha vikaraha shushtu nishti vanancha. Since my mind has been engaged in the transcendental loving service to Krishna, realizing ever new pleasure in him, whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought and my lips curl with distaste. Those who are having that pleasure, that taste, it is obvious to come because mind is stupid. Always some imprints are there. Even if you try to avoid it, not possible. But because they had tested the real mellow, the moment it is coming, they are split at me. And Gurudev, he can't believe. He was just speaking so much in class. He always uttered in Maya two words per. That ugly witch Maya. If somebody is interested to marry, then Gurudev's real sorup will start in that class. What? You are seeing the figure? Beautiful outside figure? You want to embrace the ugly witch Maya? It is your duty. I am taking care of you to deliver to the lotus feet of Krishna. You are facing your back to ugly witch Maya. Don't go there. Don't
relate there. Then what a devotee will come with the marriage proposal? He is folding his hands, going away. And Gurudev made 300 brahmacharis at that time in Bhuvaneswar, which is a challenge to Mayapur. At that time, Mayapur has no so much brahmacharis. So by his words, everybody is feared to come to him because he has taken care of our spiritual life. And ultimately, we got today's association with Radhanath Maharaj. One similar incident was in Jagannath Puri. One of the pure devotees of Jagannath was Matta Balaram Das. He was very lovingly serving the Lord. Once there was a chariot festival. And Matta Balaram also went to embrace the Lord. Because it was his regular seva. When he was going, one of the panda, chief sevakas, found there something yellow color in his white dress. They found it is the color of, the haldi powder. Then they immediately took it to the point that this Balaram definitely had went to a prostitute's house and had a close bodily association with her. And from that he's coming to Lord Chariot. Then thought, you bloody, you came here to touch our Supreme Lord so pure with this much Ardhachandra. They made him so heavily blow, gave in that chariot. He fall down from that, what is called here, Charamal. With Charamal is there, palm trees are there. By the palm trees plates, they are making Charamal to climb over to the chariot. On that way, the Balaram Das rolling down to the ground. Then they told, now the chariot is become unholy, impure. Then with their formal processing, with pure water and all the chandan and everything, they threw everywhere and make the chariot again okay before starting of the chariot. And it was a very big insult to Matta Balaram Das. He went to seashore, torrential water coming from his tears, coming from his eyes, because in front of everybody was insulted and Pandas had given a heavy blow. So he prayed, Supreme Lord, I am your devotee. My insult is your insult. Now you see what is the consequence of mine. I am praying you, I am making a chariot on this sand itself. In the sand itself, he made a picture of chariot of Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And put all the three deities picture in individually all the chariots. And prayed them that until and unless they will properly honor me, your chariot will not start. You will remain static in this grand road. This is my request. And shedding his tears, he tried to glorify the Supreme Lord as per the Shastric mantras. Prabhuji, 1 minute more. I will finish 1 minute more only. So ultimately, the chariot was not going. So it was tremendous hue and cry everywhere. Thousands of people are waiting to pull the chariot. So immediately it came to the notice of king that something had happened. So he rushed to the chariot. Asked Pandas, now this Balaram Das made the chariot totally impure. We had made it pure. But what's the intention of Lord, we do not know. And ultimately he is not moving at all. So you should pray and pay Dandavat Pranam. Ask the Lord, what's that divine desire is? When king paid prostrated obeisances, Dandavat Pranam to three deities, asked Supreme Lord Jagannath, please order me, what had happened to you? Why you are not going in your chariots? In that mood, he remained in a little trance stage. In that trance stage, Jagannath told, my dear devotee Balaram Das came to the chariot. And your Pandas Sevakas give him heavy blow and he was insulted. And he is in that seashore sitting and making a picture of chariots and bound all of them with his love. Unless you should beg apology from him, due honor with procession, bring him to the chariot, we never leave this place. This is my order to you. You see, how he can conceive, what's the Lord's intention? He's coming from the prostitute house like Billo Mangal. Lord wants to see what's the purity of your heart. He's sitting in your heart, witnessing everything. But that's an exceptional case. How they're bound? Can we bound Lord? We're going to prestigious house and do some picture or something. Well, Lord will follow us? No. It is only purity. Lord will be bound by purity. That's why Lord is telling here, just one verse I'll finish. So much things, but sorry. All of you know it, that verse.
भक्त प्राणा ही कृष्णस्य, कृष्ण प्राणा ही वैष्णवा, ध्यायते वैष्णव कृष्णे, कृष्णस्तु वैष्णवांश तथा। इट इज बिफिटिंग श्लोक। डिवोटीज आर जस्ट मेडिटेटिंग विथ कृष्ण, सोल्सो कृष्ण मेडिटेटिंग टू डिवोटीज, एंड व्हेन एवर दे आर व्हाट एवर दे आर डूइंग ओनली कृष्ण, एंड कृष्ण व्हेर एवर इज मूविंग ओनली मेडिटेटिंग ऑन द प्योर डिवोटीज। जो मंग पश्यति सर्वत्र, सर्वत्र च मई पश्यति, तस्यं न प्रणश्यामि, स च मे न प्रणश्यति। ऑल ऑफ यू नो ऑल दीज थिंग्स। सो इन दिस वे किंग केम टू सीशोर, पेड ओबेसेंसेस एंड जस्ट प्रेड हिम कम विथ प्रोसेशन, प्लीज कम टू द चैरियट विथ न्यू क्लॉथ, एवरीथिंग दे गेव हिम एंड विथ प्रॉपर रिस्पेक्ट टू द लॉर्ड्स चैरियट। देयर आफ्टर लॉर्ड इज प्लीज्ड एंड दैट रथ यात्रा दैट टाइम इट हैज कंटिन्यूड एंड लॉर्ड अरेंज्ड हिज स्पेसिफिक प्लेस टू स्टे, हिज आश्रम इज देयर इन पुरी and some arrangements were there till that day it was going on. So my point is, when we'll do something for the Lord, Lord is there to reciprocate. Bhaktaccha upapta rupaya paramatmane naman nama. If you want to see the particular form of the Lord, Lord immediately manifests himself. Jirupa chintai bhakta sei rupa hai, bhaktar ichai prabhu prakata sadai. Ananda krishna shakti ananda prakar, bhaktar nimita prabhu kare avatar. This had to be defined, but now I'm closing my topic. So please excuse me for my presentation. Maybe something wrong and maybe presentation not well. As per the previous bhaktas, they are giving so many shastric reference, but I am not giving anything to you. I am such a fool. Please excuse me. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki, Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishaka ki, Jai Giridhari Lal Gopal ki, जय नृसिंहदेव भगवान की, जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की, जय समवेत गौरभक्त वृंद की, जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, जय श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन प्रोग्राम की, जय गीता मैराथन की, जय समवेत गौरभक्त वृंद की, निदाय गौर प्रेमरंदे हरि हरि बोल। बांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। अरे बाबा फाइवर क्लैपिंग इट इज ऑल राधानाथ स्वामी।